interesting story about NBC News at nymag.com. On a snowy evening in December, Brian Williams and his wife Jane met with a small group of NBC executives for a dinner in a private room at Del Posto Mario Batelli's restaurant in Chelsea. Williams had just notched his 10th anniversary anchoring the top-rated nightly news at NBC Universal, and they wanted to commemorate the past and take a look at the future. Steve Burke was there. He's one of the head honchos at Universal. Williams had been in contract negotiations with Burke, and a standoff NBC could not afford to lose, so they went ahead and signed him. Williams was the face of NBC News with a nightly audience of more than 8 million people. More importantly, his program was an island of stability in a news division that had lots of crises going on. No one at the table knew whether Williams wanted to stay in the anchor chair or not, although he seemed genetically bred to be a newscaster with almost perfect hair, a cutting jaw, and a commanding yet charming baritone. Williams, in recent years, developed ambitions to do more than read a teleprompter for many nights. To the surprise of many, he had pulled off an unlikely second act as an entertainer. He talked about jokes about private parts with Jon Stewart. He slow jammed news with Jimmy Fallon, and he was on Saturday Night Live and, of course, on 30 Rock. There's some rumors that he even wanted to take over the Tonight Show. Anyway, check out the article at nymag.com. You'll learn more about Brian Williams. And on Tuesday night on the Dana Presser Show, Dale Archer and I, the clinical psychologist, psychiatrist, Dr. Dale Archer, and I will talk about Brian Williams and find out why he was just lying so much. And do we all do that? Anyway, that's a story about Brian Williams, and we'll have more on that on Tuesday. I'm Dana Presser. That's today's commentary.